This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a two for Tuesday, and I have another pair of Red Sox tickets to give away in one half an hour at 9:30, and then you can win all day long. Hopefully you caught the code word at 7. That's all you need, and you have to be the ninth caller, and I will tell you when to call. For those, my last words, hopefully on the Met Gala, for those who were rightly so concerned about Bill Belichick and how whipped he is, at least Jordan did not make him go to the Met Gala last night. So maybe there's hope for their relationship. I will say, I believe the Miss Maine competition is this weekend, and is he going to be there like a pageant daddy? Is he going to be there while she's doing that?
100%.
Yeah, I would think so.
He is.
Yeah, I do wonder if, unfortunately for her, the last 2 weeks will impact the running of the pageant. Well, because
you mean she is, does she think she's running the pageant?
Well, no, because Miss Maine, the people that are judging the competition, the pageant,
yes,
they need somebody that is going to represent Maine in the right way, and yes, I'm not saying she wouldn't, I'm just saying I wonder if this will impact it.
She should be the winner, I would think, based on all the publicity she's getting, right?
But sometimes they don't want all that publicity.
Who does she have to blame?
No, I agree, Curtis. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, of all the shocking things, like, if you told anybody in 1995 that the Patriots would be the greatest dynasty in the history of sports, somebody would laugh in your face. This end may be more shocking than the zenith they reached with Bill Belichick. It is so shocking. He's being dragged around by this nutcase, 24-year-old, sitting on CBS This Morning wearing a sweatshirt with mothballs for Navy when he's coaching North Carolina.
Yeah.
So absolutely insane.
I'm assuming, is it in Portland or where is is the pageant? Like, I assume he's going to be there with the rest of the family members. Clapping for
supporting.
Do we know what? What is it?
Portland. You're right.
Great city. Great food city.
Oh, great.
Love Portland. Highly recommend that you go to Street and Company while you're up there, Bill. But
that
you
Italian
send Jackson.
Place, that Italian place we went to in Portland was so good.
Oh yeah.
Via something.
What was it?
Via Vecchia.
I think yes.
Good
great
memory.
Spot. Excellent spot right there on the cobblestones.
Do you think Bill's doing prep like game day prep? Like, okay, what if they ask you about world hunger? Go. Like,
he's helping her study?
Right.
I bet she's the favorite, though, Miss Maine. Hands down.
Why would you say that?
Oh, of course, because of all what's going on with her. Like, she's like number one, you know, like trending out there in the public eye, all the publicity she's getting. If I'm a Maine resident or I'm, you know, pushing Miss Maine, I want her to get there because she then has a good chance to win. Is it Miss Universe or Miss USA?
Miss USA.
South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as.
My favorite take on this has to have been when Principal Dave said that this was Bill doing this on purpose. This is all a way to play the media. Of all the dumb things I've ever heard, that stands alone.
What would you guess her talent is?
I'm trying to look up.
I think we're watching it in real time.
Does she do like a cheer?
He does. Oh, no, yeah. I think she grabs old people's nuts and holds on to them.
I bet she does like a chair and a couple backflips.
Right. Oh, she might flip. Oh,
she's like, okay, watch. I'm going to make your wallet disappear.
No.
You see your reputation? There it goes.
No.
I'm going to use my Jedi mind tricks to make you buy me a Porsche.
Mm. Just got to be careful out there.
Thank you, Bubs.
The word is that he did buy her a Porsche, which is a nice gift.
Yeah, it's a really nice gift.
German engineering.
Nice. I think it's a 2-seater Porsche. Was
then
it a 4-door?
Some scuttlebutt.
Stop. You are just...
I heard some. No, this is just, I heard this on the streets.
Yeah, I know.
Something about a Bentley.
What?
Wow, not bad. Love a Bentley.
I don't know where this came from. Like, I just am hearing this in my head.
You do take in a lot of news.
I do, and people just say these things to me. Something about a Bentley that belonged to somebody else that he was trying to get back or something for Jordan.
What?
Which is a very nice thing.
Maybe it's a company car that Bears used as the PR guy, and now it's hers.
Maybe.
Not bad.
But that's a very, very nice thing.
That is a nice company car. The Bentley?
Bentley and a Porsche.
Yeah.
Which one would you do Monday to Friday, and which one would be your weekend?
A Bentley would be for special occasions.
It would be?
Yeah. I'd be too scared to drive
that. That's the weekend
that.
Car?
Yes.
The Bentley?
Yeah.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Good for her. Uh-huh. I really wish I could get into this Miss Maine website, but...
Okay. Let's, if we could, get to the Robot Uprising finally, hours later.
And now...
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
The Robot Uprising.
I'll be back.
On Sports Radio WEI.
So in China, a humanoid robot woke up. And when it woke up, it tried to attack its handlers. So... there is video that goes along with this for those watching on Twitch or YouTube. But if you're not watching and you just need to be walked through what exactly what happened, the robot was being held by a crane, but feet on the ground, crane on its back.
Terrifying scenario.
Yes. Wakes up, starts thrashing, starts going after its handlers, throwing its arms around, walking towards them out of nowhere. The only way they were able to stop the robot is... one of the men was able to get behind the crane and pick it up off the ground and get it away.
Hmm.
This is not good. This is bad news bears.
Yes. They are becoming sentient. They're becoming human-like before our eyes, and no one is sounding the alarm on it.
No.
What, Shine?
Are we sure that the guy standing next to the computer didn't just, like, wrongly press a button? Because as soon as he walks away and walks around, it's not like the robot turns around and tries to whack him.
Shine,
like, it's just flailing.
The thing is restrained, wakes up.
Yeah, but it's not controlled by AI. It's controlled by the computer that he has, right?
And goes after the human handler.
Yeah. It starts walking towards them.
But...
but it's a robot. It's not like an Android.
You can see it right now on Twitch or YouTube, Wiggy.
Oh, okay. I can't see it on Twitch, but I'm going to Google it.
I mean, if it was just the handler controlling it, wouldn't the handler say that?
Well, no.
To
if
media
he put,
outlets.
I don't know. But like, it's also just a video. There's no quotes from the handler about it going wild either, is there?
Well, they posted the video.
Okay.
And saying that it was going wild. So, I mean, it's a bad look for them if they're trying to create a robot.
Because it's interesting. He specifically does something on the computer, turns his head, and that's when the robot starts to react. And then he's like, oh, crap, I made a mistake.
Chime, that doesn't terrify you? That
no,
robots
not even
are able
a little
to...
bit.
Oh.
Because you want to know what you could do with that thing? It's called have a bat handy, and you're fine. That thing's not getting anywhere close to
work,
you.
Though.
You're also the guy that thinks 100 men could take
well,
on
I was
a crane.
Gonna ask.
Well, a primatologist agrees with me, so.
Are you talking about the guy at the San Diego Zoo?
No, I'm talking about the woman expert I played as my lead the other day.
Oh, there's now a guy at the San Diego Zoo who's in charge of the gorillas who agrees with you.
Yeah, see?
No, does
the
not agree with
agree.
Him.
What's that?
Does not agree with Shime. Daryl Hoffman. He says that the gorilla would win.
Isn't that what Chime said?
No.
No, I said the 100 people would win.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
The gorilla would win, hands down.
Complete disagreement from you, Chime.
Well, a woman who spent her life studying gorillas agrees with me, so I'll take her word.
This guy works at the San Diego Zoo, bud.
Cool. So I could, Greg, I could go start working at the zoo if I wanted to, too. It doesn't take any qualifications. The woman who claims that the 100 people could beat the gorilla is a scientist. That takes, like, years and years of study and school and, you know, getting a degree.
I believe you have to be a zoologist to work at a zoo, Chime.
Well, so not necessarily. He could be cleaning up the crap.
That's not Daryl.
One
V one.
Oof.
Yeah, you see that, Wiggy?
Oh, damn.
That's
okay.
The first time you're seeing it?
That's the first time I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That thing doesn't even have eyes. It's fine.
It's scary.
But if it hits you with one of those chops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in for a world of pain right there.
It depends what the material it's made out of.
I bet it's metal, though.
How dense is it?
They woke the thing up, and he's like, get me, I want out of here, and I'm coming after your jugular.
Yeah.
Like, that's clearly what the robot's doing. That's terrifying.
Then why does it just randomly stop?
Because they're, whatever, they're grabbing at it, they're trying,
They got the crane up.
Yeah.
But he stops before they even got the crane up. The guy just grabs the back of the crane, and the robot's already stopped.
If you listen closely with the sound on, you can hear the robot saying, I hit him.
They should have that robot on the sideline at the Celtics games, so whoever shoots too many threes when they come out, they get chopped
by that
thing.
And you know what pisses me off about last night, too, is the Knicks literally missed 6 free throws in the first 20 minutes of that game, and it didn't even bite them. Like, they were missing every free throw in the first half.
Yeah.
Tatum missed a few, too, and his streak was over.
Yeah. I mean, you're not... Curtis, you're not worried they'll win this series.
I am more worried about the series than I am about robots. But
really?
Yes, I'm not worried.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't
that does look dangerous, though. Now that I see that robot going crazy,
one on one though, mano a mano, 1v1. Would you take robot or gorilla?
Gorilla all day. It's not even close. It's not even a question.
Over a
versus
robot?
That robot? Oh yeah, the gorilla would make him rubble in about 10 seconds.
What about the robots that have, like, the guns? Have you seen those robots? Yeah. And
we're talking, like, Terminator T2? Like,
yes,
what are we doing?
Yes.
Well, yeah, like, if the guns, then that's different. Then that's advantage robot.
Yeah.
You know, because you got guns. Unless
you
gave a gorilla a gun.
But if you're just talking hand-to-hand combat, gorilla wins all day.
I have a question about something that was robotic in the football world, Greg.
Yes.
So, yesterday, the Ravens released Justin Tucker.
Yes.
Who has had, I don't know how many allegations.
16, I believe.
Of sexual assault or misconduct with a masseuse or separate masseuses.
Multiple masseuses.
Okay.
Like a 10-year period.
Right. And so, no word on if the Chiefs signed him yet, but their statement read, "Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult. And this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens, and we sincerely wish him and his family the very best in the next chapter of their lives." So make it out to be a football decision and... honoring the legacy, in a way, of Justin Tucker as a Raven. Mm. This went over like a fart in church. It was ripped from coast to coast on social media. And I have to say, why would you make it a football decision? It wasn't a football decision. Justin Tucker is one of the best kickers in NFL history.
Yeah.
It's a decision based on the allegations that are against him. And if you believe those allegations to be credible, then why are you celebrating him? Right?
Yeah.
In order to release him, you have to believe that the allegations are credible, correct?
Yeah.
So if you
also, I think the term release is not one that I would use when sharing this story. But do they have to do that legally or something? Because nothing has been.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine
adjudicated or proven yet or something.
So you didn't release him.
That's what they did.
Yeah, right. But you could still, to Curtis's point, you could still say, you know, due to off-field situations.
Or maybe they felt like, well, we'd still love to have him, but this is all the stuff that's going on is not worth it.
Well, there's a code of conduct, and if you make the team look bad, then that's grounds to get released.
I think it's even simple where you say, you know, at the Ravens, we take violence against women incredibly seriously. As we will allow the courts to do what they do, it was time to say goodbye to Justin Tucker despite his great on-field accomplishments. Boom. Move on. Right?
Is that pretty simple?
Also, the way they worded the end of the statement is being ripped by some people where they said, for Justin Tucker, his NFL career will not have a happy ending. That was a poorly worded, Curtis.
That was not great. I would say the Ravens certainly whiffed there.
Well, I would guess, but yeah.
Did they draft a kicker? Or are they?
I think they did.
Okay.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
The kid from Arizona that they drafted, the Tyler Loop kid?
Yes.
Shyam had him going third in his mock.
Yeah, he's my number 3 overall kicker.
Yeah. All right, so they knew they were going to do this.
And at the end of the statement, it's weird. They just have a white suit that says missing. And I don't know what that's in relevance to, but.
I guess we'll see who signs them.
All right, well, we're going to play your Hill Notes back coming up in just a little bit. Still have time to leave a last-minute voice note on any topic. And here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Before you get to that, though, I would like to say thank you to Northern Spy Restaurant in Canton. They brought some food in this morning, and they are a New England-style restaurant known for their focus on locally sourced ingredients. And it is patio season over there at Northern Spy, so the food is fantastic this morning.
Yeah, they brought a lot in. I'm dipping into the feta dip with the pita bread. Delicious.
You like a good feta dip?
Love.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Very good. Wiggy, you happy with everything this morning?
Yeah, I had a little bit of the salad. The salad was good.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Skinny.
There's a salad flex.
Yeah, what do you have?
Feta is great on almost everything, Greg.
Yes, it is. So go see them in the historic Copper Mill location in Canton. And visit northernspycanton.com to learn more.
And trending is brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics drop game one in overtime to the Knicks. Final score 108-105. The guys led by 20 in the third before completely letting their foot off the gas. The Seas went cold in the second half from three, but continued to shoot. The Jays each had 23 points in this one, with Tatum ending with 16 rebounds as well. Kristaps Porzingis went out with an illness, and Sam Hauser exited with a right ankle sprain. The Seas off tonight before game two tomorrow at the TD Garden. As for the other NBA playoff game last night, the Nuggets go up after a game one win over the Thunder, 121-119. And the Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Rangers in town. First pitch at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you! He will take the mound, opposing Nathan Eovaldi. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. Good job, Shine. That was good.
Thank you.
The NHL draft lottery was last night, and the Bruins fell 2 spots to number 7, with the Islanders winning the top pick. It's the first time the Bees are picking in the top 7 since 2006. The first round of the draft is June 27th. And there was an NHL playoff game last night. The Maple Leafs lead the Panthers now after taking game one 5-4. And quickly in the NFL, Washington, D.C. will host the 2027 NFL draft. The draft will take place across the most iconic landmarks, including the National Mall and Pennsylvania Avenue, placing the Capitol at the center of it all.
The dude at the San Diego Zoo says gorillas routinely take 55-gallon drums full of water and toss them around like tomatoes.
Yeah.
Shine.
That's great.
Just as a heads
That's
up.
Not 100 dudes.
They said a gorilla could people. Bench press over 1,800 pounds.
Yeah.
And could jump like 25 feet or something ridiculous like that.
He also really? Said that they're yeah. hardwired to survive.
Right.
So.
And they can run up to like maybe like 23, 24 miles an hour. Right. So
yeah,
humans would not stand the chance.
No. Shime and his ilk are hardwired to flex. That's they're not hardwired to survive. They are hardwired to flex.
All so I'm saying luck. Is you let me handpick the 100, easy win.
And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. By the way, Greg, I mentioned in passing that the Arctic had added ice for the first time in a long time. And the anger and rage I feel from people who are in pursuit of a greener world makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
That would like be doing Awaken 180 and yelling at people for saying you've lost weight.
Yeah.
Like if it's working or whatever the hell's going on, why wouldn't you celebrate it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's such a bizarre world. Anyway, 58 degrees and cloudy. I hope your day is full of whatever ice you want. Afternoon high, 70.
Also, we've gone all morning without a mention of Bubs Edelman making the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't want to do trending for
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. I had that on my mind. And
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
Gets the votes from the fans.
You knew that was coming, though, over Vinatieri and Mankins because he's still fresh on the mind. He has his podcast, so like fan votings, you know that they're obviously going to vote him over Vinatieri.
Well, I wouldn't. I would not merely say it is because of his podcast. I
mean, no. I'm just saying that he's top of mind.
Vinatieri deserves to be in the hall before Julian Edelman.
Before even, Edelman does?
Not even a doubt in my mind.
Jeez, Curtis.
What is the dynasty without Adam Vinatieri?
It's just top of mind, right?
Yeah, but what's the second half of the dynasty without Julian Edelman?
I think we saw from Tom he could have won with many different receivers.
Yeah, but I mean, without Julian Edelman, you don't have that comeback versus the Falcons. You don't have the Super Bowl MVP performance against the Rams. Like,
but
those things matter.
Right, but in order to have this opportunity, you had to have somebody that built the foundation of it. And Adam Vinatieri's kicks, the kick that nobody talks about in 03 against the Titans in that below-zero game at Gillette Stadium, the obvious one in the Snow Bowl, the one to win the Super Bowl from 48 yards in the first Super Bowl.
One against us,
the one
against Carolina.
The Panthers from, I think, 40 yards right down the middle.
I mean, Julian's well-deserving of it, but I think just because he still has everything going on, he's top of most fans' minds.
Yeah.
And when most fans kind of think about it, that's the direction that they would obviously lean.
Curtis, do you still have that Celtics team we saw last night beating the 86 team?
Yes, without a doubt. Okay.
Yeah, no, I fell off of that one. I think I'm going to have to circle back.
Yeah.
Did you get the weather, Curtis?
I did.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back with Hill Notes and a chance to win Red Sox tickets on a Two for Tuesday at WEEI.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.